Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to this show where we all pretend. We stumbled into the man cave. It's a Wonderland production sponsored by A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. The last Friday of every month, Stephen 76 and I get together to chat it up after a strenuous week of poetry. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Yeah. So, another month down. One thing we can, realization when we get together for the man cave, another month. So, how's your 23 going so far?
It's been, I don't know, it's been kind of strange, but I guess okay too. How about you?
Yeah, this month flew by. Flew by. Getting, everything together in order and trying not to get hurt so I can make it down under in the spring. But I'm not supposed to talk about that. So who's going to win the Super Bowl there, Steven?
Well, not my team anymore.
They did good. They did good. They met Cincinnati. That wasn't pleasant, was it?
No.
They lose both games. They meet them twice. They play twice. Browns. Or they're not the Browns. Can't call them Browns.
Oh, yeah, you can call them
Browns. Oh, yeah, it's the Indians that got changed. I go, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Well, I got to stick with my Niners. Niners should handle, don't tell Deb, but they're going to kick Philly's in butt. Oh, she's there. You heard me.
I think she's here.
I'm going to give her some. Steven Tyler, dream on.
Dream on. Yeah, well, it's all looking pretty good. Pretty? Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, when the Browns get eliminated, I turn my eyes to Buffalo, and unfortunately they got eliminated by the Bengals. So
yeah,
I'm rooting for the Bengals.
Damn, the Buffalo they lost it. I wouldn't say they lost it more than Cincinnati won. Cincinnati did win that game. I don't know. It's going to be interesting anyway. I think both games, the Niners and the Phillies, is going to be a tough game. We'll probably beat each other up pretty good. But Cincinnati and Kansas City, that's going to be brutal.
There will be a knockout game, yes.
I agree. They should both be dynamite.
Yeah, can't wait. Well, I got a bunch of trivia questions we can throw and see how our knowledge is of things around us.
You could do that, but first I was just thinking, because somebody actually threw a poem in the topic folder, and they followed the rules by including a SoundCloud. So I thought maybe we ought to throw them up on the board and get that out of the way first real quick.
Yep,
so
let's do that.
So
we
I'm
going to
grab
them. Okay. All righty. I got to do
it.
When you're ready, it's the first button in the studio.
Oh, okay. Are you there?
I
there?
Am there, but I know you are too, because you just played a Jim Morrison song.
Yeah, but I happen to be running back to all poetry, so I could, okay.
Okay. Steven, is it on the board? Are you ready?
It is on the board.
All right, then I shall push play.
Okay.
Her covenant is etched in twilight promises. Through waves of pitch that drown the day, where altars flicker with dancing candles, playing melodies of light to somber shade. Shooting stars race the speed of silence. The globe cries shadows in waning whispers. Amid the black veneer, of midnight's tarnish. Cascading hours melt into seas of yore. Magic flows forth in moonlit glimmers, ethereal enchantments feed the ether with adept adroitness. She speaks in spells to hark the heed of attentive archangels. Her words are swathed in cloaks of darkness, ritually recited with reverent respect. In cascading calls to distant deities, singing out midst the ebony chant of night. Goddess heeds pleas from Wiccan prayers. With guidance, she points the pathway yonder to illumine the fate of charmed intentions. Through Empyrean stairs, from immortal eyes, as the clock speaks chimes to call of morn, a craft awakes prophecies asleep in dreams. Summoned adeptly with divine divination, whilst sorcery soars through sacred skies.
Wow. Do you recognize the poem, the poet name?
They're fairly new.
Boy, this is is a little bit of Titus, a little bit of Frank.
Yeah, they do have similar voices. I agree.
Yeah. Shooting stars race the speed of silence. Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
Well, they didn't say the name of the poem was Twilight Promises, and that was Arcana Amor, was the poet's name. So I just want to throw that out. But yeah, I like this. I like the imagery that kind of touches on both dark and light, and the alliteration as well. I thought was really cool in this piece, and it's a read too.
This is it's got my words in it, the words I use mostly, and. I see the shooting stars race the speed of silence. The gloam cries shadows and waning whispers. Whispers and shadows, there you go. Black veneer, midnight's tarnish. Yeah, one poet took a little offense when I said old school, but I mean that with respect. Totally. A little old school. What do you think, Deb?
Yeah, I think that the background music gave it a perfect theatrical feel, and then it was kind of like listening to the intro for an epic movie that I was just about to watch or something, with the feel and the imagery and the way he read it and with things such as her words are swathed in cloaks of darkness. It's just really, really excellent from start to finish. And I really liked the photo art as well. You see that look on her face? I think that was captured in the right. And then couple it with the recording, the voice, the words, the prompts. It's always a joy There's a fistful of times that this poet has contributed, and I'm really glad they stumbled upon a team of voices and that they're keep on sending these amazing, amazing poems with epic reads, and this was one of those. So I say, wow.
Yeah, it. I'm reading the author's notes. To write a poem for a contest, The Witching Hour. I sort of caught that. I don't know where it was in the poem, but she mentioned the feminine pronoun. And I was guessing, okay, we're talking witches here. Mm-hmm. And now, a Wiccan witch, that's a white witch? Isn't that a white witch, or is that a wooden witch?
The white witch is usually a good witch, so...
Yeah.
And it was always my experience that Wiccan witches wore black.
Oh, Wiccans are bad. They're bad? Oh, no.
Oh, no. Wiccans are... I thought you said Wiccan, not Wiccan.
Yeah. Oh, Wiccan. Not Wiccan. Yeah, Wiccan. Yeah, I think that's the thing. I mean, what's considered a white witch? White magic? They stay away from black magic? That's a white witch?
Yeah, so the lady that put the ruby shoes on Dorothy.
Oh, I thought she was a fairy. Oh, yeah, I guess she is a witch. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this whole storyline just was matched up perfect. You had a beginning, the body, the subject matter, and the end. So it was well done. What did you think, Deborah? Oh, I already asked you, didn't I?
You did, yes. And that witch in The Wizard of Oz is Glenda the Good Witch.
That's right. But there was nothing more disturbing or frightening in my childhood than a flying monkey tearing apart a scarecrow. God, I come screaming out of that room. Put all us kids, we were five of us at the time, put us all in a room with a black and white TV. And while they were having a cocktail or a dinner party, those monkeys hit that scarecrow. I come screaming out of that bedroom. Looking at me funny.
No, I was muted. I was saying, oh.
You know, and I still feel it still is a little disturbing when I watch that part. Funny how you're scarred as a kid, carry that your whole life.
Well, it was a powerful emotion to watch them rip him apart, especially from the child.
Oh, man, it was. It's the worst scene of them all. I don't know.
Maybe I just messed up. It never affected me that way.
I think it was because I was very little. I was very little. I think my youngest brother was probably still a toddler. My next brother would have been very younger than me. But maybe he went screaming out of the room, too. I don't know.
Well, I definitely think it makes a difference what age you were when you watched it as to whether it scars you.
I don't think I was in first grade yet.
Well, there you go.
So I remember the one that really kind of messed me up when I was young was actually the pilot episode of Star Trek with that salt-sucking monster. And when it put its paws on Kirk's face and Shatner let out that scream, it traumatized me.
Let me tell you about that. Okay. We had my parents had the neighbor, his name was Jake Van Rossen. He came up to babysit us, and all he was doing was sitting out in the front room watching TV. I was dared by my big brother that I couldn't go into the kitchen and get a cookie or something to bring it back. And so I opened the door, I'm crawling on the floor, right? Now, as I go past the front room, his back is to me while he sits on the couch facing the TV. So I go there and I get a cookie. I come out and I'm looking over the couch just to see if make sure he's looking forward, and that's right when Kurt opens that window. I scared the hell out of Jake Van Rossen. I screamed. I had the top bunk of a bunk bed, and my head was underneath the window. And it was, of course, it was windy and rainy down in San Francisco, and it was the branches of the bush was scraping against the window all night long. I mean, for days. Yeah, I probably didn't scream. Yeah, tearing apart that plane.
There's a man on the wing of the plane.
Yeah, he had to look. Had to look, didn't you, Shatner?
Mm-hmm.
We've been fine. We've been scarred. Wow, had to look.
Did you ever watch that show? I think it was called Third Rock from the Sun with John Lithgow.
Yeah, yeah.
There was an episode where Shatner came, and he was the boss. He was the guy's boss, Lithgow's boss. And Lithgow asked him how his flight was, and Shatner said, it was terrible. I looked out the window, and there was a man on the wing of the plane. And Lithgow said, the same thing happened to me, because Lithgow did that scene in the movie The Twilight Zone.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty funny. So that scarred a number of kids.
That was a scary thing, that thing pressed up against the airplane window.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody believes him. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Now my heart's all racing. What's that?
I found a nice GIF of the scene on the board. I just put it on the board. The thing's face is right in the window.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay.
I
think I have.
No, I don't.
Can you say something, Deb? I hear something.
What?
There it is. Okay, who invented the word vomit?
Vomit?
Throw that. Yeah, vomit. Somebody coined it first.
Well, had to be a doctor, right?
No, not quite a doctor. No, no. It's the same person in history that created the name Jessica. The first time it was ever used. Same person.
Jessica Vomit.
Jessica Vomit. Yep. This is Shakespeare.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the Merchant of Venice, he named Jessica, and I didn't get where he coined vomit, but yeah, he's responsible for that too. I mean, wouldn't it be good just making up words as you went? I mean, did he have to rhyme it or something? So he made it up?
Maybe that's why he came up with vomit.
Yeah, I get a row. Hold it. Here's a good one. Iceland diverted roads when they were building them to avoid disturbing communities of what?
Seals.
Seals? Deb, what do you think?
Say that again.
Iceland diverted roads to avoid disturbing communities of what?
Goats?
Good guess. No, you're not going to believe this. Elves.
Oh. Elves.
Elves. Yeah. Elves. It's like Santa's elves.
Well, you know, they did come away from Middle Earth at one point and had to live somewhere.
I guess so. Yeah. Okay. What is measured by the word Mickey's? Like Mickey Spillane, Mickey's. What is measured in Mickey's?
Money?
Alcohol.
Yeah, I knew that was good. No, the speed of your computer mouse.
Really?
That's cool.
I didn't know that.
I like that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, here's one. What was Chewbacca's father's name?
You know what? I should know that.
You should. I don't even know where it was said. Apparently,
it was in that Star Wars holiday special that Lucas never wanted to be. Yeah.
It's itchy. All that fur. And what planet did the Death Star destroy?
Alderaan.
Alderaan, yeah. What was Luke's aunt and uncle's job?
They were farmers.
Of what?
Moisture.
Moisture farmers, very good.
Show off.
We're going to go to Marvel Comics. Who can lift Thor's hammer?
Thor?
Well, besides Thor.
Loki? Thor's tattoo?
Captain America.
Yeah.
Other than the Hulk, I guess. Let's see. Besides his strength, what other power does the Hulk possess?
He makes like a sonic boom or something with clapping his hands or something.
Yeah, he does that a lot, and he leaps from mountaintop to mountaintop. But no, he can see ghosts.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either. Well, Stan is pretty slow. Let's see. Who was reported that haunts the White House Rose Garden? Who is it? Supposedly haunts the Rose Garden. Pardon me?
Eleanor Roosevelt?
No. Think of little tasty treats with canned cakes.
Dolly Madison.
Roams and haunts the Rose Garden. Capital, I don't know. She made some tasty coffee cake. What is the... What animal makes the loudest noise on Earth? Makes the loudest noise.
Elephant?
I was going to probably say maybe a whale.
It is. It's a sperm whale. You've got a lot to talk about, I guess. And the unicorn is the national animal for which country?
Oh, my gosh. Canada.
Good guess.
Ireland?
That's a little closer. Not Scotland. No, that is. And what is a group of ravens called. Now, don't think of crows. Ravens is something different.
Flamboyant?
What? Flamboyant? No.
Wild card losers.
I've heard this before. You're gonna say the same thing when you hear it. Now, unkindness.
Wow.
And what color is the blood? What color is your blood inside your body?
Blue.
No, it's red, man. Come on.
Sounded good.
I red once it was exposed to oxygen. I thought. Maybe I'm wrong.
You know, I think, I think that it's a little more bluish purple tint when it's in the veins, but when it's in the arteries, it's full of oxygen, it's red corpuscles and stuff, you know?
In the movie Fantastic Voyage, it was rather clear.
Yeah, when they did, they massacred the Klingons in the elevator. So red splotches.
Oh, that was that was Undiscovered Country. That was more purplish,
yeah.
I think, than red.
Yeah. That was weird.
You getting ready to watch that tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, over the last I wonder what the hell's going on with me. Over the last 5 days I've watched 9 of the 10 Star Trek movies.
Really?
Yeah.
There's 10? God, I think I've only seen maybe the first three, four.
There's 6 original crew and 4 Next Generation. Those new ones with Chris Pine don't count. They are not Star Trek, no matter what they say. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, I guess I did see the Star Trek ones and the... Yeah, Star Wars, Star Trek. Oh. Confused. What was the first toy advertised on TV?
Yo-yo?
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, what'd you say?
I was
yo-yo?
Torn between
no.
that and the Slinky.
I was going to say yo-yo.
Pretty close. Mr. Potato Head. What a money maker that was. I get your own potato. Oh Jesus.
That's true. At first, you didn't get the Potato Head part. You just got the accessories, and you had to use your potato, which is like mind blowing.
Yeah. Then they had to give you the actual plastic potato, which I don't understand. That was. Oh, I probably do. If you left it in the potato, some kid's going to bite it and choke on it. Huh? So you couldn't do that.
I thought it was just for probably kids that lacked imagination.
Yeah, the original potato head probably came in an envelope. A couple eyes, ears, and that's it. What's the biggest selling music single of all time?
Thriller.
Wow.
No?
I don't think I have a guess.
Candle in the Wind. Princess Di, come on.
The original version for Diana.
I don't know if it's the original. It's just that it just listed it. I'm sure it's the both.
And the original wasn't for Diana. I misspoke. The original was a remake. The original was for Marilyn.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, correct. That's what I understood. I don't know much about it. Okay, what country is guaranteed to become part of the USA by our Constitution? If they wanted to, we would have to grant them be part of our country.
Rams.
Well, we'd have a new queen of the United States. No, it's Canada.
If they decided to be, if they decided they wanted to be part of us, of the United States, we would have to let them, like it says.
I just
it's in the Constitution.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because I figured they, France kind of helped us with the Revolutionary War, so I thought maybe that was like a little clause for them.
Yeah. Well, you know what the French salute is, right?
I don't think they do.
Raise both hands in the air. I'm sorry. I love our French friends, French fries. What unique characteristic did the first slave owner in the United States have?
What was
unique about the first slave owner in the United States?
He didn't own a plantation? I don't know.
Yeah.
He was a black man. He was an African American himself.
Really?
On the internet must be. Oh, here's a good one. What presidents died on the same day? Two presidents died on the same day.
On the same day.
On the very same day.
Don't know.
Thomas Jefferson and John Adams died on July 4th, 1826. July 4th, 50 years to the day of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
Tell me they weren't writing that bad boy.
Yeah, 50 years to the day. That's odd. Okay. Who owns the GPS? The GPS function or whatever. Who owns that? I guess it owns a patent or... United States government owns the GPS, and it can be shut off. It can have it does have a switch. It can be shut off, but I don't think they're going to do that.
That would be horrible, especially now that he's got these cars that advertise hands-free driving.
Yeah, what are they going to do? You know, I thought they were going to put in that you can't deactivate your phone when you start your car. Or you get in your car. I thought that was a great idea. But, you know, now we have pilotless cars, driverless cars. Yeah, I'd buy that one.
What?
What percentage of U.S. citizens have worked at McDonald's?
Eight.
75.
Eight. How much? It's 1 out of 10.
10%.
Huh? That's surprising.
It is. And what war was the Star Spangled Banner written during?
I don't know. 1812.
1812, correct.
That was just a guess.
And what condition has to be met in order to be put on the U.S. currency?
Do what?
What conditions have to be met in order to be your picture to be put on U.S. currency?
You got to be a dead president.
You got to be dead, not president. Franklin was on the $100 bill and he wasn't president.
So, you know, probably so that they don't have to pay out royalties to the person.
You know, one of the most ridiculous things I ever heard about royalties and everything was
the Happy Birthday song, the two sisters that apparently inherited the song.
Oh, I know. It's the most expensive ever. That's why, like, if you're watching TV and they do it, they never sing the whole song because it costs too much.
They can now, but there was a while there. I don't know how long it was that they can't. They couldn't, but they can now. And I think they put they had to put a limit on copyright, whether it's 25 years or 50. I think it's 50 years.
There's a whole public.
There is a limit, but you can purchase it again and start the time over.
No, you can't. Not the copyright laws. You can't start it over. But anyway, they were the sisters proved in some court that they owned the song and they wanted royalties for every time it was used in the public square or on TV.
Hmm.
Yeah. Forget their names.
The
I think everybody forgot their names.
So archaic.
What did they expect to get? Because they weren't going to get it. They were just going to prevent everybody from singing the damn song.
Right.
Settled for an undisclosed amount. But how many did you get?
Oh, I didn't keep score.
Me either.
Okay. Be that way.
Well, usually you want us to keep the beginning, dude.
What's that?
I said if you want us to keep it. Well, when I play a game, I keep score for you so I can say, well, Steven won because he had the most Star Wars.
I guess. I'm just not the game host type of guy.
Then don't ask.
See, she's giving me the business already. You know, Philly's going to lose this weekend. Just saying.
I don't know any such thing, Hatter.
You know what, Deb? This is the first time that I was able to read my writing. I read my writing. How about every damn one of them?
Something to root for if your Niners should happen to not. If the Eagles win and then the Kansas City Chiefs win, then Andy Reid gets the satisfaction of bringing his new team to go work at back to the team that fired him and try to kick their ass. Seems like an epic story.
Did he really get fired? I thought it was a mutual thing. He got fired? Huh.
Let go.
Yeah,
it just depends on who's spinning the story. What it comes down to is that man took them to the playoffs every single year, and you get to the Super Bowl and your quarterback, what's that new word? Vomits, among other things. But then
you
go and you've won already. You have a chance to win again by kicking the butt of the team that didn't want you no more. I think that's a scenario that would rile up everyone.
Was he fired how they do the team didn't show up or they had injuries, so they took it out on the head coach and fired his ass because the team didn't show up that day?
That's what they do.
Is that what had happened to Reed?
He was there for 14 years in that franchise, and then one day they just arbitrarily let him go. And I think, like I said, I think that it's one of those Cinderella stories if he were to be able to come back and kick their butts. And I'm an Eagles fan. I want them to win. But if they can't, my ideal scenario, because I like Andy Reid, would be for him to be the one to kick their butt. Since, of course, my Steelers can't do it because they were out a long time ago. Just saying.
Yeah, it sounds to me that his contract was up. They didn't want to pay him what he wanted. maybe something like that. Or was it from a bad season? No, he didn't have a bad season, did he?
No, that's what I'm saying. He took them just about every single year, at least to the playoffs or the division championships. He never had a, quote, losing season. But, like, another thing is that, they had some stuff to say when he was there for the 10th year away from them. They were talking, but I still think that it would be awesome if for his 10th anniversary of being fired from him, he kicked their butt. But more so, I want to see the Eagles win, so I'm going to stop throwing that out there now.
Yeah, the Niners, Philly, Cincinnati would have been the only one that really hasn't got Super Bowls under their belt, but one, right?
Well, Cincinnati is a like you and Steven kid around each other about being the nemesis, and because you two genuinely love. Well, I don't know if guys say that. So you two genuinely like each other and you have a good time. You say it as for fun. But them Bengals are the stone-cold rivals of my Steelers, so I surely don't want them to win.
I thought it was the Browns. And
not since the Browns left and came back. Because they're just
Head coaches Larry Brown and who else? The other one. He got pissed. So the other coach goes down and creates his own team down the road in Cincinnati. Wasn't that how it? Yeah. I'll show him. I'll get my own team. Wow. Must be nice.
Yeah, one of the wonderful moves that Art Modell contrived. Just like
getting rid of
the Super Bowl that was coach of the Browns for a good many years, and he nixed him. So yeah, smart man. He was a smart man.
Yeah.
Sorry about Bill Belichick.
I don't think anybody has the record longer than Joe Paterno as far as being a head coach. Wasn't he there for like 70 years?
Where are we at now? Penn State?
Yeah, Penn State.
Well, that's not the Eagles. But just a note, Stephen, it's hard because there's a small chunk of lag, and it always sounds like Hatter's trying to talk over everyone, but he's really, really not.
Yeah, I have a bad lag, and it's weird on this side because I'll say something and there's a sickening pause of nothing before somebody says something, and I don't know if it's a full second or what the lag is, but thank you, Deb.
You're welcome.
Oh, no, I know because and the lag affects everything, even when we welcome you into our radio shows, Deb. I know the lag affects things because you say that it sounded perfect, and a lot of times Sky's voice came in long after mine, and you said it sounded perfect to you. So it's like, I know there's a lag.
Yeah.
From my ear, you came in at exactly the same time, and so it was just like, cool. And sometimes it goes in the other direction, like I said, and it often sounds like Hatter's just talking over everybody, but it's only because of lag.
I love technology.
Yeah, I gotta be quick sometimes. Well,
or take a deep breath after everything you say just to allow for that glitch.
I'll make it everybody's got to say over. This weekend's going to be great. Good football. And then it's the worst time of the year. There's nothing until
waiting in between for the Super Bowl.
Well, there's March Madness. If you're into, I mean, I'll watch that basketball. I'll watch March Madness. But then that's it. You've got nothing. You got spring training, you got the opening day of baseball, and the first half of baseball. I usually don't pay a lot of attention to. I used to, but up until the All-Star break in July. Halfway, I'll start paying attention.
So you're talking about that heartbreaking little rut where you're like, man, there's no sports going on. Well, I got news for you. This year, you'll be getting ready to leave for Oz, and you won't care too about
won't.
Sports.
That's right.
Exactly. You'll be down there
That's
hanging
right.
out with
Steve, a kid
raising all kinds
Steve's
of hell and forget about sports.
Steven said we got to quit talking about it or something else is going to happen.
Well, you know, it would be nice if you made that prediction that I told you to make about the members of the Team of Voices chat room.
Oh, what was it I was supposed to say again?
That's not going to work if I say it. But you'd have to buy a ticket to do it. Hint, hint.
I'm just—it's like everything else. I know all the answers until showtime. Then my brain just sort of freezes. Yeah, I was supposed to say something. That's not it. The Alzheimer's got me. Interesting.
I typed it in your inbox.
Oh, okay.
Meatball.
Where are you? Can you come on. You gotta look at the.
Wait, even do you know the Browns are out? Are you going to watch the Super Bowl? Are you going to watch the games this weekend?
I don't know. I did watch a little bit of the Bengals Bills game, but turned it off. When I saw my team wasn't going to win. I'm not sure if I'll have access to the Super Bowl since we do not have satellite or cable. We just stream everything. Paramount allows me access to playoff games, but I don't know if it'll allow me access to the bowl.
Right.
Yeah. The Super Bowl will be played on regular channel on a major NBC or CBS or ABC or something. Mm-hmm. I hate it when that last couple of years, they didn't have the wild card. Couldn't watch the wild card game. I was pissed. And you know how many bowl games I got to watch? One. The Chiquita Banana Bank of America Rent-A-Car Fiesta Bowl.
Well, that's all right. Not to make it worse, but I was sitting here and – the one day I was complaining because I couldn't see the game. I think it was a Thursday game. I think. I'm not even sure. But it they play it. You can watch it if you're a Prime member or some crap like that. And I was whining, and my son said, oh, well, give me your remote. Boop, boop, boop. Here, he's got Prime. I didn't know, and he put the game on. So it was like, at least it's good for something. The Prime.
Okay. The prediction. Is it me?
Everybody in the Team of Voices. Remember when you gave everybody a check from the government? Well, geez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did predict everybody was going to get a check from the government, and damn, that didn't happen. So everybody's going
to be. And we got checks. So, like, I told you to change your direction.
So my prediction is the lottery will be won. Your state lottery will be won if you play. And then we could all get together and have a party.
There you go.
But you got to play to win. $1.
$1.
$2.
Or $2. $2.
Yeah, they're not a dollar. Well, the big ones aren't a dollar anymore. Like the Mega Ball and the Power Ball, they're $2.
Yeah.
I did the Powerball. I got I guess how many numbers I got. The Powerball.
Zero.
None.
When it was $1 billion. None. Zero. Zip. Not a damn one. Not a.
Yeah, but come on. When else can you spend $2 and possibly win $1 billion?
I know. That was ridiculous. And the guy who's going to win, he's going to walk away with 600,000. And it was 1.1 billion. He gets 600 million. That's just, what a ripoff.
Should I take it?
I guess.
I'll split it with 600 other people. I'm not greedy.
Yeah.
I'm fluking the system.
In the case that one of us wins, they sponsor the party.
Right.
We'll go that way.
Got to be one of them big ones.
Well, I'll be in the gold fields in Australia. That's what I'll be picking up nuggets.
Yeah, that's my prediction, that you and AP find the biggest nuggets ever. Share. Share with little Deb.
Well, that would be fun. Every time I hear somebody finds another big nugget down there, I get a hold of AP. AP, think you're finding my gold.
Right, and then you'll be a gazillionaire, and you'll never leave Oz. PayPal.
What is it? What status you got to have to? If I'm seeking,
You're defecting.
I'm disgusting. What?
You're defecting from America to Oz. What do you think I said?
You're disgusting. No, if you're seeking asylum, I'll just say I'm seeking asylum from the United States, from California. I can't go back there, man. Don't make me go back.
Right. That gift that Stephen put on the board is freaky.
Yeah, that's face, man. Whoa. Yeah.
Definitely would not want to pull the curtains and see that, no matter where I was. Up in the air, underwater, on ground, I wouldn't want any face to be there, because I'd probably have a heart attack from the oh my God factor when I saw the face being there.
I think old Jake had to go and change his drawers after I screamed in his ear. He didn't know I was there. Yeah. He probably wasn't expecting it either. So it was a little scary to have that face pop up there and have some kid screaming in your ear at the same time. Yeah. I didn't even get in trouble. I got the cookie. It was all crumbled and threw it at my brother. There, here's your damn cookie. What happened? Never mind. Leave me alone. But, is that Rooster? I see Rooster. Rooster is, Cogburn is on Nostra, the Costa Nostra. Huh. Early in the morning for him. Yeah. Oh, what's that? Is that Nick Cage? Who's jumping out of the refrigerator?
What
That's
are you talking
Kato.
About?
It's Kato.
Oh.
Is that Nick Cage?
No, it's Inspector Clouseau and Kato.
Oh, it's me, so. Oh, somebody's leaving. Are you out of here?
Yeah.
All righty.
Bye, Kay.
Hi.
Here, put underneath.
Underneath
your cabinet there.
There or here?
There.
Okay.
That's better.
That's what I think.
Joy.
Yeah, Joy.
Yeah.
You can talk to.
Oh,
hi, Joy.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
Have fun.
She said, have fun.
Yeah, I'm on my way to go play cards.
Yeah.
Well, kick some butt. Well,
you gotta be nice to,
kick some
I gotta
mega
be nice
butt.
To Joy. She bought me some shoes.
Aww.
I'll be walking around with shoes.
Kick some butt, Joy.
What kind of cards? Oh. Get this. This is Joy and her big heart. She says she's telling me what clothes I can take and not take down. She says that she's taking me shopping before I go. You're not taking those shirts down.
It's
like Dover.
I don't know
yeah,
what you
okay,
would do
Bob.
Without her.
I know. And vice versa, right, Joy? What would you do without me?
What would I do without you?
She'd have a few more blueberry muffins, just saying. You're never going to live those muffins down at her. You know that, right?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I remember that day. Those were big muffins back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I heard somebody complain about not fitting in their jeans.
Fitting in my jeans. The first month I knew her, I met Joy. I was always a 33 waist. It was like 31 waist in school, 33 waist when I was an adult. And I went, I don't even want to say it, 33, 34s to, went and got 36s and they didn't fit either. That's all I got to say. Now I'm on the diet.
Yeah, I like how that's Joy's fault, where she twisted your arm and force fed you.
Yeah. Nine muffins.
That's
nine muffins and your bottle of orange soda.
Yeah, orange soda and blueberry muffins.
He blames the muffins and he blames you for being a fabulous cook.
I know, you know, and I force feed him all the time.
I know when I
tell her that I'm watching what I'm eating, and I'm going to lose a little weight so I can get in these Levi's that are in my room that I haven't put on in years. She comes home with what? Donuts?
Oh,
muffins,
she told you to eat them all,
cookies.
Too.
I know, and he just has to eat them. It's funny. So, oh, well.
They're there. So climbing a mountain.
Climbing a mountain. Oh, he's so funny.
All right, dear, drive safe.
Okay.
All right.
Get there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Everybody wave at Joy. Bye, Joy.
Bye.
Bye, Joy.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Drive
Have
careful.
A good night.
You too.
I will.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Now, while we're shouting out, let's shout out again to Kay. Hey, Kay!
Bye, Joy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
you know,
it's like a magic trick.
Tonight I didn't
you hear pick
any
a card.
Uh-oh.
My deck of cards. Pick a card, Steve.
Got it.
I will amaze you. Okay. Don't show anybody. Okay. Put it back in the deck.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Now, there's a story that goes with this trick, but I can't remember it. Is this your card?
That's your card. Thank you very much.
Oh, cow.
I know. I've been practicing. Deborah's part of Deborah's ear still hanging on the wall. Right.
We were watching. Oh. You remember the show with Bob Newhart that was called Newhart, the one where he was in New England owning the inn?
Yes, with Fran.
There was an episode where Kirk, the guy who owned the Minuteman Cafe in the first couple of seasons, he was doing a card trade. He'd have Dick the card, and he'd say, "Now show me your card." And he'd show it to him. He says, "All right, put it back in the deck." And then he'd shuffle through and say, "Is this your card?" And this guy was amazing. But George kept saying, "No, I got to see that again. I got to see that again."
He was great. I loved it. And in that show, they'd go, "Sure, Dick." Sounds people. Yeah, how many shows with Tom Poston on? Regular cast member.
Probably
more than anybody else.
Yeah, he was in a lot of shows.
A lot.
He was hilarious. I know he was in Mork and Mindy. So he was in Mork and Mindy, I know.
Oh yeah. Bob Newhart show.
That one called the Bob Newhart show, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was Bob and then Newhart, yeah. He's on the original one. He was one of the dentists. He was a dentist, I think.
So you didn't tell me if I won. I put my card on the board.
That's the winner.
I said, you didn't tell me if I won, Hatter. I put my card on the board.
Yeah, you won. Thank you, Deborah. Oh.
I know, I forgot
right.
I made
we
it.
Have, we are going on over an hour now. How are we doing?
Doing good. As long as you're still having fun.
Do you have any questions for me? Because I know it all. I know it all.
Do you now?
I was wrong once.
Just once, Hatter?
Just once. Here's a fun fact. What country has the most lakes in the world?
Most lakes.
Most lakes.
We do. I don't
think we do.
I know Canada's got a lot of lakes, but there's probably somebody who has more.
It is Canada, and by a large number.
If you look at the map of Canada, they have water just about everywhere. I'm surprised that they don't have more of those sinkhole problems that happen all over Florida because of the amount of lakes they have there.
Well, those are little. How about the ones that are showing up in Siberia? Freaking football field wide. Got to be the tundra. I'm out of questions.
9, 10, 11. So Poston played a regular character in, it looks like, 11 series.
Really? 11? Wow. Oh, wait a minute. He was a sidekick for somebody back in the day. Oh, shoot. Name some of them. Okay.
Well, Mork and Mindy is one, of course, the Bob Newhart Show and Newhart. Family Matters, Murphy Brown, Home Improvement, Cosby, Malcolm and Eddie, ER, Grace Under Fire.
Well, wait. He wasn't the regular cast member, though, on some of those.
But then he had regular roles on these series where he had returning roles.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That 70s show, Will and Grace, as well as doing voices on the set.
Oh, yeah, Will and Grace. I remember he was the upstairs neighbor. Oh, no, that was Friends. He's the upstairs, the downstairs neighbor or something. Oh, no. What's the one with Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser?
There's,
Mad About You.
Yeah, Mad About You. Good show.
Yeah, he was the grumpy neighbor or something. Wow.
He played a good grumpy neighbor because he was a grumpy neighbor in Mork and Mindy as well.
That's right. And did he do any motion pictures? I think he did some cowboy when he was back in the 50s or 40s or whatever, 50s. Thanks.
In 1953, Thomas Poston, he was cast as detective in the film City That Never Sleeps.
Wow. That's back before 77 Sunset Strip and what was the other detective with the
movie? But he gained recognition in 1957 as a comedic man in the street on the Steve Allen show.
Steve Allen, that's right. That's right. And he was a regular member on What's My Line, or the original. Maybe not the original, but...
This was interesting here. When Mel Brooks submitted his idea for Get Smart to the ABC network, ABC wanted Poston for the lead of as Maxwell Smart. But when ABC passed on the show, he picked it up. The lead went to Don Adams. Poston, however, did make guest appearances on the show as a chaos villain.
Oh, I remember Siegfried, the head of chaos.
Today's National Chocolate Cake Day.
There you go.
All right. Oh, you know what is today the 28th?
27th.
It is Australian Day. Let me double check. I've been looking at that all week. The Holocaust Remembrance Day, National Big Wig Day, Big Wig Day, Chocolate Cake Day, yes, Vietnam Peace Day, World Breast Pumping Day. Really? National Fun at Work Day. And then tomorrow, since today is basically over, it's National Seed Swap. You got any seeds? Swap them. National Blueberry Pancake Day.
There you go.
Data Privacy Day. Man, nothing to do with anything. You know, wear an orange shirt on Tony Tuesday.
I remember that episode of Star Trek when they gave Data all the privacy he needed. Sorry, terrible joke.
Yeah. National Kazoo Day. Most annoying flipping instrument ever made. National Gift of a Ladybug Day. Ladybugs. And then the Global Community Engagement Day. Steven, did you know Deborah and I got married at the same time, same day, same year, two different coastlines with the time difference in effect there? Almost to the minute.
I really thought we were going to drop that one.
Yeah, I have heard that.
They've heard that.
All right, sorry.
And the
Australia
Day was on Thursday, so we probably should have did. You know what? While we were doing the tribute show, it was Australia Day. That's why AP never said anything, and I was and I was struck by trying to make that special and didn't realize that we totally blew Australia Day this year.
What's coming up here? I know. Oh, we got the National Bloody Mary Day. Oh, that was January 1st. No, also National Hangover Day. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Some more than Bloody Marys.
Tell you what, when we'd go steelhead salmon fishing up in Northern California, that was the drink. Bloody Marys. We'd start in the morning, leave to go fishing down in the canyon, come back in the day with Bloody Marys. My dad was a state investigator, so he had some powerful friends. He had the head of the Secret Service of California, a couple of vice presidents, some other Secret Service, and a bunch of lawyers and stuff. They would come, and FBI agents, a lot of FBI agents, and they would. Some of them would tag along when we'd go fishing. It was the second weekend of October we'd go up. So it was always flipping cold. But these guys, I had met them all. They're cops. They're cops 24/7, 365, right? You'd think so. But when we would head up I-5, which goes from Mexico to Canada, we hit I-5. We hit get out of the county of Sacramento, and these guys would change. They were totally different people. We'd get up there partying, and they were just like any other freaking rowdy bunch of guys having a good time. And then on the way home, they would party all the way back down until we got into the county, and then the faces came back on, badges came out, and they were the cops and that they were. It was weird. I always take one of my friends. I got to tell this story. I took one time a guy I played football with. His name was Harry Myers. This guy was 300 pounds, but he could run a little over a 12-second 100. This guy was fast. He was fast on his feet. He was 300 pounds. He was strong as a bull. I took him up one time, right? So the campground or where we stayed when Harry went with us, we had to walk down the canyon from the campground down a steep canyon, which was sort of wound back and forth down to the sandbar. Then I'd walk the river all the way down to where there's this bridge, and it'd take all day to do it. And once we got to the bridge, then we'd hike up and walk the road back. At the end of the day, me and Harry got our fish and got our thing and headed up to the road, started walking back, got plenty of time. Well, we come around this corner, and here's three big pigs, hogs, with about seven little piglets. We come walking up behind them. They're moseying real slow, and it's going to get dark. It's going to get dark fast, and in that canyon, you can't see a thing. So we're trying to hurry and try to figure out how to get around them. Well, the run to the litter would fall back, and Harry would stomp his feet, and the little pig would go, ring, 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 you know, squealing up. I go, Harry, cut it out, man. This is that freaking, see that 400-pound pig up there? You're going to piss her off. He kept doing it, and sure as hell, that pig turned around and went after Harry. So the group of pigs stop. I stop. I look back. Here's this pig chasing Harry around the corner of a highway. I go, oh, this is great. About 20 seconds later, Harry comes back around the corner, in a full sprint with that pig right on his tail. He comes up. I climb up in a tree up to one side. I go, Harry, throw your pole down and climb up here with you, which he does. That pig, I go, he done? Didn't I tell you? So this pig sat there with us in the tree for about a good 15 minutes before it started moseying off. And then we had to follow these pigs in the dark.
till we got back to camp. And I told that it was the funniest thing you ever seen. Harry, a 300-pound man, freaking jamming around this court with his pole in one hand, tackle box in the other. And he disappears out of the corner with his 400-pound pig chasing him. And then it was even funnier when he came back around. His eyes are about as big as sausages with this big wanted to mess him up. And they would. I mean, you can't let him catch it. But he's lucky. Harry was lucky he was fast because that pig was right on his tail. I told that story for years. Harry being chased by the pigs. Had to be there. It was funny.
Never been chased by a Canadian goose, but never by a pig.
Yeah, goose will mess you up. Goose could hurt you. I was at a turkey pen one, and I was down on my hands and knees grabbing eggs out of the box so I could put them in the incubator because they had been there for they go for 21 days. And so it was about 19, 20 days. So they're about ready to hatch. So I'm going to take them, clean the eggs up and put them in the incubator. Meanwhile, I'm down there, and out of nowhere, I get hit. I get hit hard. The only thing I could think of is what dog leaped the fence and hit me at a full run. Because that's what I'm thinking, damn, man, what the hell hit me? And I turn around, here's this freaking 50-pound, maybe not 50, but about 30, 40-pound tom turkey standing there with his wings scraping on the ground, which is the sign of territory. He hit me. I thought he broke a bone in my hand. He hit me so hard. Yeah, big
yeah,
bird.
I bet. Yeah, I got bit on the back of my thigh by a Canadian goose on a golf course once.
They had up in Chicken Mountain. There was a Canadian goose. Now, you're not allowed to own a Canadian goose. You can't sell or buy it, and I can't own a Canadian goose. Well, we rescued our Sherry, who owned the Chicken Mountain. Saw this Canadian goose at an auction where these guys had to let it go because they were told it's illegal to own one. You can't put, you can't catch it to protect it. So she sees that the goose has been let loose in the driveway, in the parking lot. So she scoops it up puts it in her truck and then brings it home. And Wookie is its name. Ran free, but at night it would walk in with the other Sebastopol geese, right? Friends with the geese.
Yeah.
And she got to be so protective of me, no other female could walk up to me without her going nuts. And I mean, trying to hurt him. So I had to arm anybody that came to buy some birds or something. I had to arm him. I go, here's your, weapon. He goes, what is this for? I go, you'll see. And Wookie just wouldn't have it. He had to hold off with a rake. plastic. Yeah, Wookie was my protector. And I remember when I got so sick up there about 3 days. Well, it was longer than that. I ended up going to the hospital. But Wookie sat outside my door, and I could hear her out there crying. Wouldn't leave my porch. Yes. The most devoted girlfriend I ever had. Okay, I got a question, Stephen. What do you think the next big technology rush, what's it going to be? There's always either gaming or internet security, or what's the next big fad or big business? I'm guessing it's the security. I guess me and AP had this conversation about 2 years ago, and I said I believe it's going to be security cameras, this kind of thing, and I think I'm right. Some of the stuff they're coming out with as far as your everything from security lights to motion pictures in the floodlight array or whatever that you can actually see on your phone. You can
see
all your cameras. Yeah, that's already here.
Yeah, actually, I was talking about maybe getting some of that stuff sometime.
They got some cheap stuff. Yeah, some of it's pretty cheap.
Yeah. It'd be nice to be able to be at the restaurant or whatever and tell somebody to get the hell off your deck. You know.
Yeah. That is a good. I heard these guys. They're at work and they go when somebody rings their doorbell or the motion detector kicks on at their front porch. It comes up on their phone as a notification or an alert, and they can actually talk to them at their front door when they're not even there. That's great.
Yeah, my daughter has that now. I'm standing there talking to her. She's like, who's at the door? And she looks, and I see this person. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, that's the front door. And then she was saying how she could talk to them if they weren't supposed to be there and say, yo, what are you doing? And scare them away, whatever. It is pretty cool. Came up right on the picture on her phone. Not the picture, like live.
Yeah, it's really neat, though.
And you can put one in the house, and when Stephen and Kay are out, and the kitty babies are being bad, Kay can say, I see you, and make the kitties be good.
I'm going to go look at that picture real quick, Stephen, that the record bluegill. I think I have the thing. Shouldn't take. I'll do it real quick. I think there it is. Go to Facebook. Go to my home. My group. Okay, that is it. Okay. Which one? Okay, there we go. Chicken Mountain. Oh, somebody's been talking to you. I don't even go to. I have about 12 pages that I have on Facebook, and Chicken Mountain. And I don't go to Facebook anymore, so every once in a while I'll go in there and post something on the page that doesn't look like I've abandoned it. But Chicken Mountain has all the videos of the animals. Come on. Switching to Chicken Mountain, yes, do it.
I'm pretty similar. I don't very active on Facebook either.
Chicken Mountain, there you are. Okay. Come on. Switch accounts, there we go. Well, it's not going to be nice to me here real quick. I'm going to have to go looking for it, but I'll send it to you, Stephen.
All right,
I think I threw the state record back into the lake end of a certain species of fish that I wanted to show. I've got video of it. I got pictures of it, but I didn't know what the record was. So I threw it back in the lake. Okay. Yeah, I'll have to get it. I'll have to get it and send it to you. I think you like it. Well, I'm all out of chat, guys. You want to call it a night? You want to say anything? What do you got going this week, Steven?
Well, what do we have going this week? Let's see. Our next show is tomorrow night. With Sky, it's Storyboards with Sky Darkholme, 8 p.m. Eastern. It is Dungeons and Dragons. Another episode of Dungeons and Dragons. Hasn't been one for a while because of the holidays. This will be Class Volume 4, The Sorcerer. You can come and geek out with Sky at 8 p.m. on Saturday. And then, Deb, we have one that's similar to the last Hatterday. The Mortuary of Shadows that's on Monday is being pushed back for a couple of months now, or something seems to always happen when it's time to do this show, and we keep having to push it back. So hopefully we're going to get it done this week. It's an episode of Local Legends, and it's Local Legends of India. So check those out. There's, I think, 4 or 5 different legends that I posted in there to write to. And
oh,
that's
I think I wrote
PM.
That.
You did, yeah. You did.
Woohoo!
So
I'm ahead of the game.
Month. So it's been for months.
I feel you.
I think that might be it next week. I'm not sure. Oh, no, that's right. Tomorrow, next week's February, isn't it? That's why I'm not seeing it. February. We do have a call on February 1st.
Is that you?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm over here playing in the studio, and I a different part of the studio, and I didn't know you were there for over 3 minutes waiting to get in. My apologies.
That's all right. I had nothing to contribute anyway.
Neither did we. But,
well, they've been mostly talking, and you do that quite well, so.
I've been doing it since I was three. Probably before that, but, you know, who believes what their mother says about what happened when you were little?
Well, unless they have photo proof, I don't.
No, even that gets staged. My mother took a picture of me. I don't know how old I was, and they had one of those turkey legs. I mean, the big giant turkey. I was sitting in the high chair, and it was like, you know, they put the bone in front of me and took the picture like I ate it.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Staging that stuff.
I think
okay.
my
I put it up there. I put it on the ATOV chat page. See the link under there.
Yeah. I got it going here.
Cool.
Did you say something about the chicken ranch?
Holy cow.
Got the bluegill. Those are 2x6 planks. So they're playing.
Look at hand next
that's
to it.
You. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, I will. I will. I pick it up. Look at that monster.
Oh wow. That's amazing. Yeah, that had to be a record.
I think so. You see that, Deb?
No, but I'm going to have to teach you how to put the links up so that you don't make people leave the chat wall.
Well, I only did that because if we're at the end of the show.
Likely story. But I'm looking. I'm looking. What am I looking at? It's blurry. Oh. Why is it on the street?
That's a bluegill.
Is that like a personal? Did you catch that?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yes. Yes,
cool.
I did.
Very cool. But like, listen, since you're getting ready to tune out, on a really serious note, since they're not really talking about it even on the CNN because of all the other stuff going on at the moment, but. Like, they're needing some serious well wishes and prayers down in Auckland, New Zealand. They were slammed with 75% of its usual rainfall for the entire summer in 15 hours. And they're dangerously flooded from the airports, and they have more rain coming. And it's a very, very serious circumstance there. And like they're looking for survivors type of stuff. That the flooding has disrupted travel to and from Auckland. Domestic and international flights are grounded. The Elton John concert that was supposed to be attended by 40,000 fans is canceled. And if you look online and see some of the pictures and some of the devastation. They really need all the prayers they can get over there. Just saying.
Wow. I'm going to have to get a hold of Teddy Lane. if this is okay.
I'm playing SpongeBob nonstop too.
Imagine though, 85% of what you would have got over your whole summer, you got overnight. There was no warning from what. I was actually having a conversation with AP about it earlier because, of course, he was very concerned. He knows quite a few people there. And he was trying to work out in his head how long it would take certain things to get to them to help them and whatnot. And I was shocked when he mentioned it because normally something like that would be all over the news. But between classified documents and killings and deaths and all the other things that are on the news right now, I hadn't heard word one. I literally had to go Google it to find out anything about it all day long, and I haven't heard one word about it on the news, which is surprising.
Wow.
But yeah, it looks horrible. It looks like such devastation. My heart's breaking at the thought of who they haven't discovered and whether they'll be okay, and what little kids were thinking when they woke up this morning. And anyway, send your well wishes or prayers or light or whatever it is you got if they're needing it.
Did they happen to mention which island was more slammed, the North or the South Island?
Auckland, the biggest city there.
I think it's to the south. I think it's on the south. Okay. Wow. Yeah. God. Okay. Well, Deborah, anything you want to add? No?
I guess it would be a good idea to tell them that tomorrow night at 10 is you and me and AP, and your topic choice this week is the word traffic, wherever that happens to take you is
traffic.
What Hatter
yeah.
wants to hear about. And then on Monday, personal prompt Monday, and I've got some amazing art by, I think that, I'm trying to remember, yeah, Rob Carlos. A lot of fantasy art from this artist because the quotes that you have to choose from to inspire your poetry this Monday are all by Sky Darkholm. So we're going to have some sky inspiration on Monday. And then on Tuesday is Raconteur show. And that's the next three shows. And Raconteur is at 11, and I think, Zach?
I'm sorry?
Is your show Tuesday at 11?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll have to... one of us are going to have to set up a topic for you, so just...
Yeah, it's going to be favorites. What favorite word, favorite verse, favorite, you know, anything that you want to tag as your favorite poem, whatever you want to talk about that's your favorite anything, your favorite color.
Well, that sounds cool.
Favorite food. Favorite comedian, favorite song. Anything you want to tag as one of your favorites.
Favorite Big Brother, stuff like that.
Favorite child?
No, can't do that. Can't do that one. But no, that sounds really cool. And other than that, I just want to say I had fun hanging out with you and Steven. And here's your mic back. Love and respect.
Thanks, man. Okay. Send you one more, Stephen, before we go. Hey, Rack. Anything you want to say?
No, I just plugged the show for Tuesday. That's more than I planned on doing. I just wanted to come hang out.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm working now.
Oh, no. I think he's able to hang out, though. All of a sudden, he's working now. Yep, he's going to run that show. And favorite sounds really cool. Now my mind's racing. But anyhow, Stephen, be sure to say hey to Kay. And
and the princess.
Yeah, and the queen. And I suppose I will see you at both shows tomorrow.
Yep. And Stephen, I just sent you, I'm sending you another video on the AP chat message.
Hey, Stephen.
Right.
For Sky, I think his name was Daryl Hammond. He does the impersonation of George Bush going, abracadabra.
Yeah. Daryl Hammond?
That should be in the studio. Abracadabra.
I put a few new sounds in the other day. We haven't really had a chance to play with them yet, so I'll probably put them on the air tomorrow.
Awesome. You have a lot of fun with that. That's something I would do too if I were more adept in the studio and able to see what I was doing. I like those little, you know, counterpoints and underscores and fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
Okay, well, boys and girls, let's
say goodnight.
Say goodnight. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, as Deborah would say.
Good night, Gracie.
And now it's time to say goodnight to all our family.
You know, it's funny. Hatter just said that, and as he was saying it, I was thinking that you know, like, we have that song, so like it would be a cool way to end the show if I could figure out what happened to it.
Which one?
H-A-T-T-E-R.
What song?
Closing Time.
Oh, do we have it?
Places beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Great show, you guys.
Thanks, Deb.
Love and respect.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks, Steven. Thanks, Rack.
Good night. Sent you something, Hatter.
Yeah, cool.